Greetings to the congregation. We're thankful though many have traveled, but you are still faithful to coming to worship with us. We welcome those worshiping from home. And this morning, we together learn the message to imitate Christ. Paul has an experience himself, and he recommended, follow my example, Paul said, as I follow the example of Christ. Though Paul is, he's a good person, he served the Lord well, he called someone out, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. That means the imitation, it brings everybody to become more like Jesus Christ. In a medical magazine, American Medical recounted at something at a hospital in Omaha, Nebraska. That is, there is a patient, 38 years old. He came to the hospital and complained that he has a sharp chest pain. Before, he did not have any other kind of sickness. But this time, before, he worked out really hard and he felt the chest pain as he came to the hospital to be examined. And the doctor put the stethoscope to the right side is normal, but the left is, there is nothing can be heard. According to the determination, the doctors, there is something, maybe there is something that pneumothorax is a kind of special where the oxygen could not be flowed there. And after that, they put all the examination MRI, but there is nothing wrong with the lung. And then the doctor put the stethoscope there, and now the left one is normal, but at the right hand side, there's nothing there. The doctor did not know what happened, but he invited another pastor to give him some idea. The second doctor put the stethoscope there, and he's normal. There's nothing wrong with his lung. And the first doctor was surprised. I heard one side is working, the other side. And one more time, he put the stethoscope in and see one side of the lung is fine, the other he couldn't hear anything. And finally, he took the stethoscope and took a look. And in the plastic, it was destroyed. And when he leaned over one side, the crack just opened. And then he couldn't miss it. But if he pulled to the right, and that crack has covered, and now he could hear. And that's why he could not, detect what's wrong. One side is, can be heard, one side cannot. A good doctor can only is good when we have a good instrument. And that is remind each one of us that a person, a Christian, a believer, is valued before the Lord when that person is like Christ. Except you and I, to learn of Christ, to become a pure like Christ, to become love like Christ has loved us, to have, to forgive like the Lord forgave us, a sincerity like Christ. And Paul encouraged that. Follow the mindset of God. Let's pray for guidance. How do we imitate the mindset of Christ? Dear our Heavenly Father, we are thankful because you have gathered us here so that we can listen to your voice. Many times our Christian life was failing. We could not complete our purpose. We know that we fail, that we know what we have to do. May you lead us to examine ourselves against your word so that we can be filled to have a mindset with Christ that is the way to help us to fulfill our purpose on this earth. May you bless us, your word, to encourage us. May the Holy Spirit guide us and teach us. We are thankful, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three things we will learn together. First, to learn the mindset of the Christ. Second is to imitate the mindset of Christ. And third is to live with the mindset of Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11 that we have read, verse 5. In verse 5 we read, have the same mindset in Christ Jesus, who being in every nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. How do we learn about the mindset of Christ? The verse, he has the nature of God. In the old translation, he has the form of God. And the form does not express the true meaning of the word, the nature or essence of God. In the Greek version, and Paul used two words. One is called morphe, to express the essence, the nature of that person. And the second form is schema, is to express the appearance of that person. Here Paul said, Jesus has the very nature of God. Did not say that Jesus has the form of God. Why? Because God is a spirit. He has no form. So that the translation must be the essence or nature. All creation that God created has a nature, has a form as well. There is a difference between essence, nature, and form. Essence or nature is not changing, but the form, the appearance can change. For example, when God created human, the human is a created, has all the form of a person. That does not change. We are being created, has the soul in a body. That does not change. We have the ability to relationship with the world. That does not change. That every us, we have everything the same. Has the soul, the body, everybody has the ability to have a relationship with the world. All that has the essence that has not changed, will not change. But the form, the appearance will change. When we first born, we're only a baby. And then we can grow to a teenager, and afterward we became an adult. A mature adult, and through that we become old, lady or old man. The form will change, but the essence, the nature, we still have a human body with a soul in our body and has the ability to know God. Or God can create a flower, different kinds of flowers. All the flower has the same kind of essence, the nature, that is, every flower has a petal. And every flower has a pedicel for the pistil, and then the pollen. All the flowers have the same, without change. But the form, the schema of the flower, there are different kinds. The color is different, the form is different, because some has, there are many petals than others. So in the essence and the nature, there is a, the form can be different. Jesus Christ has the essence or nature of God. He has the essence of God. What does that mean? That he was God himself. When God created this universe, God was with God. He was also part of God who created. When God planned out the salvation plan, and Jesus expressed that, expressed himself through that salvation plan. If God loves everyone who is justice, who is faithful, and Jesus also loving, is righteous and also faithful. If God is a God that knows everything, omniscient, that can do everything, powerful, that can be omnipresent, that Jesus also can be the same nature, know everything, can be omnipresent, like the Father. Jesus has the essence of God. So what God has, then Jesus also has. However, the scripture tells us he did not regard the equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. He made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Jesus came into the world. He must carry the form of a servant, a human being. That is, Jesus is a Jewish. We are Vietnamese. There is a difference, a form can turn change when first he was a baby in a manger. But Jesus grew up, he became a sacrificial lamb on the cross to save our life. So, because of the bodily, Jesus has been born from the line of David. When God, he was with him, Jesus did not have form. But when Jesus is a human, he carried the form of a servant, a human likeness. Because of that, from the humanity, he is a fully human, just like everybody else. That is, if he is tired, Jesus can feel tired. If you and I know how to be hungry, Jesus knows how to be hungry. If you and I can be tempted by Satan, Jesus can be tempted. All that you and I that feel and have emotion about, Jesus has the same kind of emotion. However, he has the essence of the God. And because of the essence of God, Jesus could not know sin, but we know sin. The fact that Jesus became to carry a human body, that is the wonderful plan of Father to have before the creation of world. Why? Because God has opened to have a plan. There is a plan for salvation. Because God knows that the human that God created will one day will commit sin. When we think about Adam and Eve, the fall of them, and that just obedient, disobedient, that's not very important, right? That's what we thought. But the fact that Adam and Eve have eaten the forbidden fruit, he has changed the condition of human, that has changed the essence. That is the essence originally good, because God created Adam and Eve, and now they are in a condition is lacking the glory of God. God created Adam and Eve for the purpose is someone that God can come into Eden each day and then have a relationship with Adam and Eve. Now, because of the fallen condition, he is expelled from Eden, and God could not communicate with the human. And the condition, simple, that has changed the essence from the goodness, now they are no longer good. From the first, we're alive before God, now they are dead with respect to God. That is something, when we buy a good rice bag, afterward, someone, a long time, we can see the worm in there. We couldn't eat those. When they are in some kind of an egg that has not formed into worm, we could not see that we can eat it. But if the rice has been wormy, and then the rice grain has been eaten, they have lost the nutrients. It's never not look good in that kind of mission. In Exodus chapter 16, the Lord let us know that God, they will complain, they have nothing to eat. So God has given a kind of food, a special one, from the evening when the dew was coming down. Afterward, then there are certain white bread on the ground. And the next day, everybody must go and collect all that white bread. But it's small, but it has a fragrance, it's sweet. And they can use those manna to come, that is supplied by the Lord every day. They don't know what it is, so they call it. What is that? What is that? Is the question. And the Hebrew said, that means manna, manna. So they have the food named manna every day. But God is only one standard. Every day, everybody has to come out and gather for themselves a manna. And about 2 liters worth of manna to take home to make bread. Every day must use for that day. And the sixth day, they have to gather double because the next day is the Sabbath. They could not go out. And manna did not fall on the Sabbath. And on Friday, they have to carry double that so that they can save it for Saturday, the Sabbath. And every other day, do not save over. Whoever can save, then manna will turn into rotten fruit. That's strange. When God gives in that day, that becomes food, good food for the people. But if they did not obey to save it for the next day, it rotten and become worms. Who could eat those rotten food? No. So when God created us, He created for Himself. And when God has fallen to combat sin, has become a creative creation that God could not use. It does not serve the same purpose God created for human. So we have become a creature that has been fallen far away from the Lord. If God thinks that I will put away to create a new race, that's very easy because one word in the time of creation, He can create a new Adam and an Eve. But the strange thing, the mystery is that God did not do that. God did not forget what He created, because in Adam and Eve, He has breathed into their nostril the breath of life. And that life, there is a part of life in God in that God would not reject them. They have created a soul. And so God did not reject the life that He gave. God has a plan, a salvation plan. The salvation plan is that there must be a Christ to come into the world to sacrifice, to be rejected by God instead of human, so that the human race can be restored to the Lord. Why do some people think that to reject the old creation and with the word, He could create another human body? God did not, because God has loved Adam and Eve who are still there. They were created in dust, but to create them, God used His love to create human. So God could not reject His creation that He has put His love in them. Because we are created in the image of God that represent the love of God for His creation. So that when Jesus has came to die for the human race, is necessary. Jesus, we are lacking glory. We have no standard to be standing before the Lord. But God did not reject human. And now Christ has come into the world to suffer the price that He must be rejected by the Father God. Instead of God rejected the human race, God rejected His own Son. And that is why Christ sacrificed Himself on the cross. when he hung on the cross, from the 6 hours to the night, from 12 to 3, 5 in the afternoon, the sky darkened because God rejected Christ. That rejection had Jesus must call, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That is something never happened in Christ. Never happened before. But now, it happened because God condemned the human race onto the body of Christ. And because of that rejection of Christ, that you and I have been saved out of our sinful nature. In 1 Peter chapter 4, 1 verse 8, He has saved us. He has died to save us. We're not saved by silver or gold or by good works, but because of Christ's death on the cross, He saved us from the uselessness that we inherit from our ancestor. The uselessness means that we live without a purpose. We were created without a purpose, without being able to use by the Lord. Jesus Christ, when He carried out His mission, He has rejected His own essence, that nature of God. That is, He was the creator of us, so that He became a servant in the human likeness, limited, and we rejected by the Father. Your Father, the mindset of Christ when He become a servant, that is because He recognized the plan of salvation. God has authority over His body when He became a servant. He came to do the Father's will, because Jesus knew His authority, His position when He became a human being. And knowing that Jesus Christ did not hold the equality of God is something to be held to His advantage. In the English version, the translation, the something to be held is a robbery. God could not rob the equality when Jesus became a servant. And if God, Jesus still regard with the equality of God, that Jesus tried to command the authority of the Father God. But Jesus did not. The glory only belonged to the Father when Jesus carried the human form. And Paul encourages, learn of that mindset of Christ. To learn of mindset of Christ means that when you and I been chosen to become called, though we carry the essence of a sinful nature. A sinful nature means that we will die forever. We will be forever separated from God. All the sinful people are like that. But now God has used Christ to change the essence of sinful nature to become a pure essence of God. That means that person will live forever with the Lord, will be close to the Lord, will participate with the mindset of Christ, has a purpose in life. And because we have been changed from a sinful nature into a godly nature, we have to deny ourselves, consider ourselves die with Christ, so that we can do the will of the Father. And when we do that, we do not demand the glory that belongs to the Father God. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, and this is the plan that God come up us. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. This is the plan that when God changed us, we will live like that. We will not do anything because of our selfish ambition. We have to humble ourselves, regard others as more important than us. This does not come from our natural self. So we have been changed to become the essence of a saint, and all of this thing must be present in our life. Before, we were not concerned of interest of others, only our own interest. Now, each one of us does not look after our own interest, but pay attention to the interest of others. Paul has shared this mindset of himself when he was called in Galatians chapter 1. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. That means Christ, before his call, Paul did not hesitate, did not consult with others. Is this something I should do? No. Only Paul completely obeyed before the Lord's command and before he encouraged each one of us. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. So look at the mindset of Christ. We must understand God has come to become human, reject, acknowledge the authority of God on himself. We can recognize the authority of God on our life. We recognize the wonderful things when our Christ must be rejected by God instead of us. And because of that recognition, we have been restored in the value before God created us. And that's how we comply to the authority of Christ. First, learn about the mindset of Christ. The second point is imitate the mindset of Christ. In verse 7, like this, he made himself nothing by taking a very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. There are four things that Jesus had done that we must imitate Christ. The first thing is that deny oneself. Jesus denied himself. One denied himself. Not because of obligation. That is the decision of that person. God, Jesus made his own decision. This is something not the Father pressured Jesus, but Jesus understood and did that. He denied himself because he did not regard the essence of equality with God as something to be beheld, that he became a servant, taking the form of human likeness before the Lord. That means the principle that God gave us today. If a person followed Christ, could not decide himself, that person does not deserve. Who could not deny himself and carry the cross is not worthy for me. Who can love father and property more than Christ is not worth for Christ. Jesus did not teach to disrespect the parents, but Jesus wants to tell us the authority of God on us is more than the authority of the parents upon us. With the Lord gave us of a Christian is more than the prosperity can bring, the property can bring us. So someone denied himself before the Lord is like someone like sower. He sowed one seed, but then he has 30 times multiplied more, 100. Oh, if we do not sow that seed, we could not harvest 30 times or 100 times. To deny, that means it's a seed that we sow. The glory that we see when Christ is the harvest that we will gather. And because of this denying, verse 9, and therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Your life and mine, today, with what do we sow, we will reap. So by the flesh will reap rotten flesh. So by the Spirit will reap the Spirit eternal life. The suffering today is not worth when we compare the glory that will come, that will be expressed in our lives. God has made pride to be above every name, and that is will do for each one of us to bring us above all things. God denied himself, and that's why God is lifted up. Jesus is lifted up. The second point, the mindset, is to become like Christ. And that is, he carried the servant. A human likeness, the essence of a servant, is something of a lowly status that must be serving to others. Essence of servant is that has no authority on himself, only depend on the authority on the master. When God carried the form of a servant, he must humble himself. He does not do what he this will, but do the will of the Father. And in position of a servant, a person to carry that servanthood, Christ, here is my beloved Son, pleasing me. That only position God can be glorified in the life of Christ. The Father is glorified in the Son. When God chose you and me from the position of a sinful nature, we became saint. He brought into an organization that is the church. That means the organization of a saint. And when we become a position that we have put here, that is the position so that we lift the glory to God. Jesus said, we put in the body of Christ like a member of a body. Each member, when we are part of the body, that can receive the benefits of other members. And we have a responsibility so that we can do something to contribute to the whole. The life of the Christian will be mature, to be valued when they part of the body of Christ. They receive the benefits of the church, and that responsibility is paid back to the body of Christ. So, our Jesus has become a form that God wants to glorify God the Father. May we become the form that Jesus wants to put us in position that will glorify God. The third point, that has we can imitate that he humbled himself. Humble is a right attitude God would need. We will humble ourselves so that we can receive. We humble ourselves so we can be filled. The people in the old has been called. I have called them by my name. They humbled themselves and seek me to turn away from the wicked ways. I from heaven will listen to him, to them, forgive their sins, and save them from all. If we do not humble, we do not experience. And the humble attitude that we recognize, God is our master. We are the servants. We recognize the will of the Father is important, but our will is not necessary. When John the Baptist served the Lord, he became a prophet to prepare the way of Christ. Now he was put in prison then. Herod Antipas put him in prison. And the student of prophet, the one who you heard, he baptized others. That is the they told Baptist, you are only the one, but now Jesus also baptized others out there. And John Baptist says, that person that I introduced, that person must do the will, must be glorified by the Father. He John the Baptist did not compete. That's not what I do. He did not compete himself. I must be lower, that Jesus must be lifted up. To recognize our position is a servant. And we know that Christ is our master. Jesus has humbled himself. And the fourth point, he reminds us that we must imitate. He obeyed completely. In verse 9, he obeyed, becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. He was born in a lowly manger. He was born in a poor family and married Joseph. He was despised, was hated, even his brothers. He suffered all that. And when he carried out his mission, he was left as mocked, and when he hated and nailed him on the cross, they put all the Jesus accept all of that. That Jesus knew it came from the Father. Even the death on the cross, Jesus accept that death sentence for himself. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. He was cursed but did not curse. He was threatened but has not threatened. But he dedicated himself to the Creator. In Hebrew, though he's a son, he suffered and went completely. He became the source of salvation for all who call on his name. Why did Jesus must obey completely? Because of you and I. If Jesus did not completely obey, he did not become source of salvation for us. And because of disobedience of Adam, the whole world fall into sin. But because of Christ's obedience, everyone has the ability to have eternal life. And so God, Jesus command, not a something decision. It is a command for Israel to obey the will of the Father with a purpose to bring life to others. When God put us in a position, because around us there are others who need our service, that we are put in position. May we learn the mindset of Christ, to imitate the mindset of Christ, to deny ourselves, to become like what God wants us, humble ourselves and obey completely. The third point that we can is to live the mindset of Christ. In the verse 9, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Jesus must suffer so that Jesus must be lifted up by the Lord. God. He humbled himself. God lifted him up. And this is the principle of God. And Jesus has lived that way. He humbled himself. He suffered all the things that the Father brought to him so that he can be lifted up and became the name above all names. The glory of Jesus have been resurrected is greater than the glory before he came into the world. And that is also God is giving us in Romans chapter. Therefore, those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. God wants us to have the image of Christ. And Peter said, you have been chosen by the saying, the children belong to the Lord. For what? What is that possession for? To preach the gospel, the wonderful word, when he saved us from darkness and come into the light. He gave us that position to express what God has done in our life. Jesus has humble, but God lifts Jesus up. Your life and mine must be humble so that the Lord can lift us up. Not only has been chosen is a priest, the same, the children of God. But Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. That glory that you and I will have is very great. That do we have that desire on that? We learn how to be a mindset, how to live so that other can recognize the Lord God. The verse that, that every name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Jesus must live in a way that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should glorify the Lord. Jesus has lived that way. His name has become an authority, has authority. The name of Jesus has authority from there that he could heal the sick. That name can heal the sick. And for the name, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. God has put Jesus in a position that from there, other can come closer to God. When you and I, when he put into a position, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Why? Because we are in position in the world like the salt of the earth. We put in here in the world like the light of the world. We become necessary in this world. We are valued to others around us. Or we live according to the position God has for us on earth. Or we have been conformed to this world. The way we live, that we are a stumbling block to others. We have to learn to live according to the mindset of Christ. So that to glorify the Lord. He has made all the needs, not because of him, but to praise the God, the Father in heaven. Every tongue will acknowledge Christ to glorify God, the Father. So the concentration point is how God could be glorified, to be praised. When God created the human so that God can be glorified. That is the purpose from the beginning. And Jesus has completed that purpose that God can be glorified when God walked, Jesus walked the way of the cross. You and I have been put in position, put in the salt of the earth, the light of the world, so that others can see your word, that they glorify the Father in heaven. Only when our attitude for you and my can to praise the God Father, that is the kind of life that God is for us in our purpose, in our life. God must be glorified. That is the meaning of a Christian life. If we do not live for that purpose, and our existence is useless. When we even everything is useless, if we do not glorify the Father in all we do, even go to church. To live is to glorify the Lord. There's a king, has a princess. Afterward, the queen passed away, and so the father king loved this princess. And every time he went away, he brought back some valuable things for the princess to enjoy. But he did not enjoy all the things that brought back. She only that always wanted to be close to the father king. One day, the king must go to the battle. And the princess, can I come with you? And the king said, no. It's very dangerous because of that. You must be at home. After the battle, after the victory, I will come back to you. And princess, very sad, and she cried. And so the king gave her a key, said, at home, you open, use the key to open the every room there. When you can find a room that can open, you can understand my heart for you. And the princess, very sad, remember her father, then open. She couldn't open any other room, but at the highest room, the last room, the key can latch on. He thought, maybe there are so many beautiful things inside. Maybe a lot of precious things for the princess. And when she opened, everything, not there, empty room. And she's so sad. Why? Why does this key? And when I open, it's an empty room. And when the king returned from battle, the princess said, I thought you give me some very good things. But the king said, I have told you, when you open the room, you will see my heart there. That empty room is my heart for you. When you open, nothing there. Only you in the room. My heart is only have you in there. And so this princess jumped into arm of the king and embrace. God desired each one of us when he created. He desired us, but with the sinful nature, God still desired the sinful bit. So then he has a plan. When Jesus died on the cross, Jesus Christ, our Christ, has come to be rejected by the God the Father so that you and I can be accepted by God. Christ has left us a form to live in a way according to God's will, to be the mindset. When we imitate the mindset of Christ, we will be close to the Lord God, even now and forever. May the Lord bless each one of you. Can say, like Paul, I tell you, follow my example like I follow the example of Christ. So may our life, the rest of life, to be pleasing to the Lord. May God bless each one of you. Let's all stand. We will read a key verse to remind us a responsibility, a decision that we live for the Lord, to the mindset of God. Follow my example as I follow example of Christ. One more time. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. We're thankful, Lord, because of Christ is coming to the world to renounce the essence of equality of God, to be take up the nature of a servant like us. He has a human likeness, carry the servant, deny himself, to become like a human that God wanted, to humble himself and obey to the Father unto death. And so God has lifted Christ above all names. Jesus has left us an image that each one of us imitate the mindset of Christ, so that we can experience that God wants to perform in our life. Adam has made the descendant to become sinful nature. We've been far away from the Lord, rejected by God, but because Christ, you came to restore the essence of a saint so we can be close to the Father God. He did that on this earth, but desiring us that in the everlasting life, we will belong to him. May we walk in his purpose for us. If there is something, foolishness, that we could not live according to his purpose, not close to him, that we can be a stumbling block. May you forgive us. May you help us so that we can imitate Christ and live the rest of our life and live the glory of God to the Father. bring others to the gospel. Well, thank you for the salvation that you have for us. May we focus on the purpose to complete the race. Well, thank you for your love. You just continue to give us the opportunity to worship you and listen to your word. We are thankful, Lord. May you save us to the rest of our life to be a meaningful for you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.